surveillance state, surveillance existence. Copyright holders on pen and paper, using that to read my pen strokes, computer snoops reading my text input, parsing the rhythm of the key presses for additional information beyond the specific words committed to disk, never mind the fact of readers to the thoughts themselves. And the feeling that I don't even really know why I feel compelled to post these things when I do. It's a habit I have formed, one that's cyclic, its waxing and wanings, more like the seasons than the phases of the moon. Sometimes the paranoid side is more dominant before giving way to curiosity, then obsession, then tempered by logic giving way to paranoid, although I think perhaps giving these seasons such names is a bit too restrictive. The paranoid is to logic as obsession is to curiosity. They are the manic forms, and manic causes a state shift to hypo-B to temperate. We are now entering, or have entering, or have entered, have been entering a manic cycle of the curious variety. To be clear, curious and logic as labels are also ill-defined and restrictive. This latest curious as a color would have been notably desaturated if this desaturation holds into the manic period, which it appears to be. Then this may be one of my mildest manic episodes. I have not been a fan of myself generally, and especially in particular the past few months. I would not like a desaturated self to become the norm, but I don't really know why this lack of saturation is happening. It's not without upsides. I'm not likely to get the police called on me this time the way things are at the moment. I may be some kind of fungus, she admitted to herself, after quite a bit of tedious avoiding the thing that prompted her to this point. People had been casting toy cars, die-cast metal flying through the air at anywhere sub 80 miles per hour. Several bounced off my skin, hitting the flesh, transmitted to the bone, where elasticity gives way to unforgiving calcification. The flesh betwixt the metal plaything and the crystalline calcium lattice compressed. The increase of fluid pressures in various flowways within the flesh, exceeding their momentary dynamic load limits and bursting. Holding hands over face, covering eyes, nose, mouth, fetal position, to limit surface area. It wasn't as if they were all aiming for me. But somewhere, having given up on their actual goals, this portion rather cast their ballot in on the side of petty minor revenge. I never felt like I was accepted within myself, like an outsider to my own life, of course, being an outsider to my own life. It would be hard to not feel like an outsider to any group connected to my life. I have been a member of any number of cult-like groups, as well as fraternities, most with ritual and challenges to join them. Maybe these kinds of rituals are intended to foster this sense of belonging, but it just doesn't. Maybe because it all seemed like a joke even to them. It's just kind of silly seeing a secret organization that has lost its teeth due to fear of public sentiment or lawsuit. What happened to initiation rituals like survive for a week in the wilderness with not be a knife and the clothes on your back? No, instead it's this pathetic fast for two meals while doing moderate amounts of middling physical labor for a while before taking a break to carve some wood with a knife too dull to cut butter. I won't say it wasn't trying, but what is this, a Tuesday? I already skip breakfast nearly every day. A late lunch is no big deal, even after 4 hours of path clearing in the woods. Seriously. The most annoying thing was learning my pocket knife was terrible at cutting wood, feeling like I never fit in. There must be some reason for it. I used to make an effort to try to fit in. Fake it till you make it. Faking it never worked. Cue the no true Scotsman complaints. I'll file them away properly, I swear.